if it is awfully cold outside, very cold, you might say it's...
Well, you might say it's chilling, or it's chilly, or you might go further than that. If it's colder, you might say it's freezing.
And if it's not phony, if something is not phony, it's not genuine, but it's...
It's not genuine, but it's not phony?
Well, it's not phony. Now, we're not using the word genuine, but we're... It's the real McCoy.
Yeah.
It's what?
Well, I know what you mean. I know the word. It's
You might use it on a fishing rod.
It's real.
Mm-hmm. How many? The word damn. Could you use it different ways?
Oh yeah, you could use it as a word to. Maybe not to express to damn anything. You say that Christ would place a dam against it, or you could use the word dam, and we think of dam as something to build across a creek or a lake or a branch to hold the water. We call it a dam.
You want to greet me on December the 25th, you might say.
Merry Christmas.
You want to greet me on the first day of the New Year.
Happy New Year.
If you went here to get some cigarettes, you'd be going to the
store.
What kind of store?
Grocery store.
And then if you get a pair of shoes and they put them in a box, then they do something to the box.
Well, you would wrap them up, I suppose.
And then when you get home, you would have to
unwrap them.
Mm-hmm. And then if you felt like it was a little expensive, your wife might say those shoes.
Well, yeah, that would be very common. You'd better take them back and exchange them for some cheaper ones.
And in a club or an organization, in order to remain a member, you have to pay certain
dues.
And then if I would loan you $3, you have in effect done what? If you want to use something I have for a few days, you want to...
Well, I want to borrow it.
When money is sort of tight, it's not very plentiful. You might say money is...
Let's see, money is scarce, or money is tight, or...
I'm going into the water now. I'm in swimming.
Uh-huh.
But to get into the water, I don't jump into it, but...
Or you might wade into it, or you might dive into it.
Okay, when I dive into this water, you know, I don't make such a good dive, but I... splash the water out everywhere. Mm-hmm. I've done what?
Well, I think I've heard the term, but it's something about a belly landing or something. You get on your stomach instead of you go down your head.
And I flip over and roll over like a child does. They get down their hands and knees and they turn over. They're doing a...
Do you mean in the water or out of the water?
Why you say on the ground.
Oh, on the ground.
They get down on their hands and knees and they put their...
Oh, turn a somersault?
As a child, did you ever get up in trees?
Oh yeah.
Very much. How would you get up there?
Well, I would climb up on probably on the limbs.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of getting in the water, have you ever known a man to lose his life in the water?
Oh yes, yes. I don't recall that I ever seen a man lose his life. It was a very common thing that he did, that he would drown.
When you get down in a crouching position to do something, what do you say you're doing?
If you crouch.
Mm-hmm. Say you're down, say you're at church and you're praying.
You kneel, I suppose, that you kneel.
Mm-hmm. You're getting tired now and you're going to tell me you're going to the bedroom and you're going to...
Well, you'd say, I'm going to bed or I'm going to retire. Some might say I'm going to bed and some might say I'm going to retire.
You're going to put yourself down now. You're going to say, I'm going to...
To sleep, or going to going to rest, or
I'm tired. I think I'll go.
Well, we can say go rest a while, or lie down. Mm-hmm.